The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
It's been a rough run for the San Jose Sharks over the course of the last six consecutive contests. The San Jose Sharks have lost them all, and in their last four games, they've given up six goals or more. But perhaps the nadir of the season happened last time out. On Saturday, at the Shark Tank, the final score was the Florida Panthers 7 and the San Jose Sharks 2. San Jose got a real lesson as to exactly how much work they have to do to compete with a team like the Stanley Cup champions. But it didn't start out that way. Down 1-0 in the game, Cody Ceci would tie the game 1-1 on a pretty tip from his partner, Jake Walman.
Smith had his stick lifted there last second by Forsling, but Ceci keeps it in play. Throws it through the crease with Granlund in front. Again, his stick lifted by Ekblad. Now the shot tipped in front. Score! A shot by Walman was tipped right in front of a net, and Cody Ceci, right at the outside of the goal crease, I think is going to get credit for this goal. He got his stick on that and tied the game 1-1.
And then Will Smith extended his point-scoring streak to four consecutive games with a beautiful finish.
Turnover by Florida. Smith throws to the slot, drop back, and now Ferraro shoots it wide. Smith, score! Will Smith got the rebound off the end boards from Ferraro's opportunity, and Smith does not make a mistake when he sees a chance like that. Will Smith of the San Jose Sharks puts the team in front 2-1 at 7:22 in the first period.
But from that point on, it was all Florida. As it turned out, Aaron Ekblad back in the lineup would score what would prove to be the game-winning goal with a quick shot from the point.
Down to about 2:55 remaining in this first period. Sent back to the point. Shot. Score! Ekblad back in the lineup. Gets the pass from the corner and one-times it up top. It beats Georgiev and the Panthers have a 3-2 lead with 2:52 left on the clock.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski is focusing on the positive development of certain of his players, but he also understands that the big picture shows that the Sharks are not getting the results that they want.
You know, I think for the majority of our games, we work pretty hard. You know, we compete. We do some good things in the offensive zone. When we're connected and breaking out pucks, we put teams on their heels a little bit. We've seen that. You talk to the coaches after you play them, and you try to evaluate your team through them, what they see, how do you think we played against them. So you get some different, you know, things that you pick up throughout the season. But, yeah, I think early on we probably surprised some teams. And now, especially this time of year, the playoff pushes are on. Experienced teams don't take games off. Every point in the standings is extremely valuable for teams that are in playoff races. You just look out at the East, it is extremely tight. It's tight in the West. You know, you go on a five-game losing streak on one of those teams that's a really good team, that could cost you a playoff spot. So, and that's something that I've learned when I got into the league, is there's no days off in this league. It is a battle every single night. It doesn't matter if there's, you know, 7,000 people in the building on a Monday or it's a packed house on a Saturday night. It don't matter. Teams are going to compete against you.
But the question is the team in a rut right now where they're not getting better? Warsawski disagrees.
No, I think we've done some really good things. I think some guys have gotten better. Again, I think it comes down to a consistency issue for us. But I think we've seen some strides in our structure. I think guys know what our structure is. There's no confusion with it. They're not sure what it looks like. I think guys have gotten better individually. You know, so we've seen some good things. Sometimes we take one step forward, two steps back. And I think that's what usually happens in this type of situation, unfortunately. So, again, we got to stay really focused on where we're at. We can't get focused on what's happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future. We're focused on our practice today, competing, getting better today.
Every coach talks a lot about consistent effort during the NHL season, regardless of whether you're a Stanley Cup champion or whether you're at the bottom of the league. What makes the effort so hard to sustain over 60 minutes and over games? The Sharks head coach tried to put that into words.
You know, I think Again, a little bit of it is maybe the situation that we're in. We're not one of those teams fighting for a playoff spot, let's be honest. We have a young team that's learning how to play in certain situations, and we have guys that are, you know, UFAs that are, they're humans, that there's a trade deadline around the corner. There's a Four Nations break that's coming up that you can get you a little bit caught you off focus at times. There's all sorts of things that can cause that. Part of it is being a human being. So there's a lot that goes through these players. They all care deeply. It's not like these guys don't care. They're trying. We're frustrated as a group. We're trying to find different ways to find that consistency, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. But we've seen sometimes we do some really good things, and it's just going to continue to push the envelope and get better each and every day individually and collectively.
And the San Jose coach also understands that they're in a building project here. He has several measures for seeing progress from his players and from his team as a whole.
Yeah, I think, are we competing? Are we in games? Are players individually getting better? Is Will Smith and Macklin getting better? Are they going to hit walls? For sure. Can they push through the walls? Can Henry Thrun continue to develop? Can Lilligren continue to develop as a defenseman? Go up and down our roster. Can guys improve? Can at the end of the day, when we look back at the end of April, that's going to be a benchmark. And the other benchmark is, were we in games? Were we competitive? Did we get the respect back in this league? I think for the majority of it, if you ask other teams, we've gotten the respect back in the league. The wins and losses is what we're judged by. Completely get it. But I do believe that this organization's headed in the right direction. We've done some good things this year. The culture's starting to come out. The identity of what we should look like is starting to come. And there's a ceiling of that. We know what it looks like. So I don't know, you know, nothing against what's happened in years past, but we didn't really know what the identity was. And I think we're starting to know that. We just got to be more consistent with it. And that's usually what happens with teams that are in our situation. They don't have consistency. Teams that miss the playoffs by 2 points, they're probably reasons why. And the reason is usually because they're not consistent enough. So that is the next step for us.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, Four Nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective, eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
As of right now, the Pittsburgh Penguins are not in the playoff picture, but they're not out of the race either. With 48 points, Mike Sullivan's team currently is 7 points behind the Tampa Bay Lightning in the battle for a wild card spot. Rickard Rakell, who's one of the red-hot players on the Pens roster, says the belief in the locker room is that the Penguins can get there.
I think so. I mean, definitely
shows that you just follow his lead, and like you you give it all you have, like every shift, every game, and no matter if you had a tough night, you just keep going and you just strive to get better.
Yaroslav Askarov gets the start in goal for the Sharks against Alex Nedeljkovic for Pittsburgh. Should be a great matchup. The Sharks and the Penguins for the second and final time this season, this one at SAP Center. Scott Hannon joins me with the call starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Make sure you tune in. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.